Welcome to the Rediscovering Your Creative Self podcast, where you get a weekly dose of inspiration and motivation for your creative practice.
The art of cropping. Sometimes when I'm working intuitively, I may be working on a large sheet of watercolor paper or maybe BFK printmaking paper. And I start moving across the surface and kind of really filling up the color fields with something interesting. And of course, as I'm responding to the format as a whole. And what I found recently is there's another way of working. And so what I'll do is I'll size and gesso prime. Maybe it is our full sheet of watercolor paper, rather large, and I will crop it. I'll start to cut it into really different kinds of formats, very elongated formats that maybe run on the vertical, some others that run on the horizontal, some square, just to challenge myself to get away from that typical 16 by 20, 18 by 24, the sizes. Challenging yourself to work in a different kind of format, not even a format that is in the typical scale of, let's say, non-custom framing, where you can go and get a frame that's those typical sizes, but doing something different. It's going to force you to think, quote unquote, outside the box or the square or the elongated rectangle, right? And what I'll do is try to come up with interesting shapes, obviously, that I'm not wasting the larger sheet of paper that I've already sized and primed, but something that I'm forcing myself to compositionally have a challenge. And so when I'm working out my color fields and my backgrounds in these different kind of formats, because of the intense crops or the odd shapes, my brain is no longer settling into its routine of the comfortable 16 by 20 or 18 by 24. It's now being forced because the format is extreme elongation. And now I've got to think about how am I going to get a flow? I don't have much space, especially when you cut up the paper, the format's smaller, right? I don't have that much space going across anymore if I'm talking about a tall vertical. So I got to go off that page and somehow do I darken the part of the top or lighten the bottom? I got to play with that more, and it's challenging me. Don't get comfortable. Don't get too comfortable. Because if you get comfortable with certain formats after a while, you get repetitive in what you do, and you'll notice that in your work. You'll get repetitive. So the challenge of cropping the format before you start, and each one being different, so every time you're working on something a little bit different in shape, challenges you kind of play up your game. In athletics, when top athletes are training, if they do the same training day in and day out, they don't get a just noticeable difference in their gain of whatever it is, if they're doing, aerobics or strength or whatever, but by changing up the game, you're then challenging new muscle groups and new connections. So cropping is one way of doing that. Finding alternative shapes. Shapes, formats, create the tension of the image. Whatever you're creating inside that format, that elongated shape, whether it's horizontal or vertical or square or whatever it is, what you create, the subject, whether it's abstract or representational within that format, is then confined within this shape. And so there's, you know, you can have freedom within that, you can create tension within that, you know, drama within that. But it is something that when you make a change in your outside format through the cropping of that format, you have now challenged yourself in a different way. And if you continue to challenge yourself with these different strategies, then you're able to just adopt and adapt to almost anything that you're working on. Another thing about cropping is, and I do this quite a bit with my sketchbooks, and many of you who own my books and have original art inside that comes from my sketchbooks, is I just don't rip the whole page of the sketchbook out. One, it would be too big to fit in the book. So what I do is I find areas from my sketchbook and I pilfer that. So I use these things, which I call my cropping tool. And by cropping tool is something that I create by cutting up a mat. So a mat is like a, you know, a little window. And I cut it at the corner. So then I get two L shapes that I can angle, move around, open up, close, you know, constrict. I mean, those are things that I'm able to go, oh, there's an interesting image. And from one image in my sketchbook, I may have five. I may have eight. I mean, multiple opportunities for a different piece of art based upon the same art. So even if cropping doesn't happen right up front where you crop the base, the surface of the art before you even start, cropping can happen within an existing piece of art. This is a really good tool, especially if you worked on something and you decide, it's just not working for me. Try cropping it. Take out information. Sometimes when you just have everything right there on the surface, it can be boring. But sometimes when you have parts of it, a little more interesting. So sometimes taking an image, I do this a lot with illustration students, is they'll have everything, it's very straight up. And then I'll take the cropping tools and then I'll move the cropping tools more diagonal. So now the subject becomes more diagonal. Although the format was straight, it's just that I'm shifting the square, turning the square or the rectangle so that the object inside is more dynamic. And then they go, oh, no. Looking at the pictorial dynamics of the gesture and the linear weight of the subject, whether it's abstract or representational, within a format as it relates to the outside format, are really your pictorial graphics that you're dealing with. That's the energy that you're dealing with. Those are the forces that you're dealing with. And what I would like you to think about, and again, the sketchbooks is a fantastic playground. I mean, I can't stress more how important it is to work in your sketchbook. Is to take two L shapes. You know, maybe you have an old mat and you can cut it up. Just cut it at the corners, or you can take some white pieces of paper. But you need two shapes that look like an L. And one of them, obviously, you got to flip the other way. And go in your sketchbook and see if there's mini paintings within your bigger painting that might be even more interesting than the piece that's on the sketchbook page. And think about elongated shapes and, you know, whether that's horizontal or vertical or tight squares, or maybe even combine, you know, three pieces that are in sequence, you know, like a triptych from one piece. So the original piece breaks up. Look at how you can take something that exists one way and find a more interesting way to crop it and present it in another way so that it becomes more dynamic. So take a look at your sketchbook, play around with those cropping tools, and see what you come up with. And as always, have a great week and create from the heart.
This audio series is part of my Navigating the Labyrinth of the Creative Mind Patreon endeavor. The site uniquely intermixes self-reflection and personal storytelling with exploratory mixed media techniques and expressive approaches to art making, elevating the creative consciousness and guiding each person on his or her own path to discovering the creative spark that resides within. Check us out at www.patreon.com/LisaLSear, and that's spelled C-Y-R.